Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Affinity Streaming Podcast. I am Contrell, joined today by, as always, with Charlie and Sarah. How are you guys?
Hi.
It's going well.
All right. And today we have a special guest, Kendall, making her final Philadelphia appearance. How are you, Kendall?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Great. Thanks for joining us today. Today's movie is called Theater Camp 2023, currently streaming on Hulu. It is 1 hour, 32 minutes, rated PG-13, and spoilers are ahead. But before we get started, I ask that you guys please follow us on our socials. They are YouTube, Instagram, Facebook. We are at Affinity Streaming Podcast. All right, Theater Camp, starring Ben Platt, directed by Molly Gordon and Nick Lieberman for Searchlight Pictures. Who is our resident stage actress person? I think Sarah. Sarah, give us a brief overview of what you thought of this movie.
Oh my God. That movie, like, first of all, the beginning, I didn't like it at all. I was like, what am I watching? Like, it was, for me, was all over the place. I didn't like how they were recorded. Okay, it's like a documentary, but it was like film, like an amateur camera, like go all over. And also like the filter that they chose, it's like, okay, like, are we gonna be like fancy and trying to be like old? But I didn't like it either. And I felt they were just portraying all the bad stuff about theater, that it's like low budgets, like all always running late and trying to figure it out, like all like on playing by ear, you know? And I felt like anxious, like looking at that, you know? And I didn't like it because it's like, yeah, like it was too much. But at the end it got better and I actually enjoy it. And the good part of it, it made me think that film, you know, it's like, okay, why they did that, you know? And I at the end, I felt like, yeah, the part that they were like already like in the camp and yeah, doing the rehearsals and everything, it felt more a film, like, okay, I'm watching something, like I can, like, I know, I don't know, like understand the story kind of thing. And yeah, the thing that I didn't like at all, it's like, I feel like they're great actors and you can barely see that there, you know, because it's that filmed that, I don't know, like, I thought it was like not well done, like for the actors that are in there, for me, I think so.
Yeah, that the first, God, I think it was more than halfway through when it was all like slow and not even just slow, just like, I feel like they needed more of a script because I know they had not so much of a script. There was a lot of improv. It felt like too much improv in that first half and not enough editing to edit it more like coherently into like a movie. It felt like a lot of just like, oh, let's just, a lot, there's a lot of things that just kind of kept going. I can give an example later, but anyway, yeah, it's really just rescued by like the back half of that movie, like the last, not even back half, like the last 30 minutes of it.
Yes.
And otherwise, if the whole movie was like that first hour, I think it'd be a pretty bad movie, but overall it's like, it's all right. And yeah, we can get into it later.
I had like the opposite reaction. I really enjoyed the first hour, and then the second half was just like, it complimented the first half. But the filming reminded me of like some movies I used to watch from the late 90s, early 2000s. Like if you ever watch Drop Dead Gorgeous with like Kirsten Dunst in it, it's like, it's supposed to look like someone's recording it, like a nostalgic from a video camera.
Exactly.
And yeah, and I enjoyed it. It was a change of pace and maybe I liked it because it reminded me of childhood movies. But I will say it made me pay attention because at first I was on my phone halfway through the movie and then I realized, oh, they're putting text up and I need to read. So I had to restart it. So it would have been nice to know that was going to happen. So, yeah.
I must have watched a completely different movie because I loved it from beginning to end. I don't know if it's because I used to work at a summer camp
Yeah.
And I also used to work at a theater school, so it just all came together for me because it was just so, like, realistic. And,
yeah, I guess. Sorry.
It spoke to you because of that, because you lived there.
That could have been it, but I'd be interested. I don't know, like other theater people to see how they liked it. But
I completely loved the movie.
Yeah, thought Sarah would like it, but I loved it.
But for me, watching that opening, it felt like there was a lot of like in jokes that like only a theater person would get, and that's why I felt so disconnected from it. So I was like, these are just these tiny jokes that aren't funny. To me, they weren't funny at all. I laughed maybe like once.
I laughed out loud like 20, 30 times. I mean, they were like just crazy. We'll get into examples later.
I don't know.
Later.
To me, it was just like, oh, they're just weird theater people. And it was just like, that was their, like a lot of them, that was their entire character, was weird theater person for like 90% of the cast. And
but
like,
I think those people exist. And I think that's why it hit home with me, because I've seen those people. Those people are there, and they are just like that.
They're so good at like portraying like the whole part, because also like the teacher that is like always like taking over and in charge. The woo-woo, like the one that fakes the resume, like they're all there, and they're like portrayed everything. Also the kids, like the one that stands out for a like XYZ, you know, like they portray like very well. Also like the guy like running the theater camp, not knowing anything about it. Like also I'm sure that always happens that they had power people that they don't know anything about theater. Yeah. So I think that's why I said it made me think, because yes, like I think like everything, like the plot and the screenplay was good, but I didn't like the execution, like how they did it actually. Yeah. I like the plot and everything what happened, but I wouldn't portray it like that.
Yeah. For me, it was a little more like cohesion.
Yeah.
Like, a little bit, I don't know what, like I think improv that went a little too long, it's like, I think of the scene where Troy and I can't remember that lady's name, they're talking in like the back room and the other guy's like walking through with like the ladder and stuff. Kind of kept going and going, and he kept going back, and they're like, I don't know, it wasn't that funny, and then it just kept going and going, and that's what I think of. And also the time when he's like he like trips and falls and rolls down the hill, and it goes on for literally like a straight minute.
Yeah.
Down the hill. It's like,
I enjoyed that every bit of it.
It was funny when he falls and rolled, but then I don't know, for me it wasn't funny.
Enjoyed every bit of it. And then he got back, it was showing how busy he was, he just got right back up. All right, let's move on to
Stretch it out.
To my favorite scene.
To stretch it.
Well, let's talk about your favorite scene, Charlie. We'll start with my favorite scene, which was when the kids from the other camp came over.
Yeah.
And the two girls pretended to like slap. They like pretended to slap the other girl. And then they turned around and like, what did you think? And the other kids were just like, what? That was my favorite scene. So, Charlie, you have a favorite scene, or did you hate everything in the movie?
No, I didn't hate it. I said I just thought it was the first half.
Favorite scene, Charlie?
Not even the first half. The first two thirds. I don't know. I did like the end, when they actually performed their play.
Did you cry then?
No, but I enjoyed it. Okay. Although, I have to complain, because then it kind of just ends like immediately. There was no kind of resolution. It was just like, it's just over now. There's the title card. Oh, okay. But otherwise, I liked that.
Well, they had to they put the little title cards up to say.
Yes, that's true.
I expected a little bit of I don't know any more. I don't know. It just felt a little weird.
More like what happened next?
I don't know. Just like 30 seconds of like, oh yeah, we did it. That kind of thing. Like anything like that. And then, but it was just like over. The play ended and then the movie ended. Like, oh okay.
Kendall, favorite scene?
I would say it was that scene where they were trying to pick the cast for each character for the play in the movie.
Yeah.
And it was just ridiculous. Like, I was laughing the whole time. I was like, why are we trying to act like she's going to gravitate to this lady's body? She's not dead. She's, you know, she's still alive. She's just in a coma. So, yeah. And then, like, afterwards, when they were trying to pick the person, they were like, oh, she gives lesbian energy. No, he gives lesbian, you know, like, and they were like, no, everybody gives lesbian energy. And I don't know, I was cracking up the whole thing. Yeah. So, yeah.
That part actually made me laugh. That was one of the parts in the first. Yeah.
In my case was, of course, the finale, because that finale was great.
Yeah.
And the bonfire. I think that there is when I think like they, because after like every day, like in a camp, all the teachers like get meet and decide for the next day what's going to happen and everything. And in that case, I assume that it was that moment. And they were like being like kind of sassy to each other, like, oh, like the woo-woo girl. I don't even remember like the name. It was like giving, like saying to the other girl, the new one that faked the resume, saying like, I don't like your energy. And there's people like this. It's like, you're disturbing, you want to meditate? And all this type. And they was like, oh my God, like I'm seeing these people always, you know?
Say it. Your energy is so chaotic.
I don't think so.
I actually do some energy healing. And anytime you want to talk outside class, I'm really happy to sit down with you.
I'm chilling. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't like this type of voice.
This is my voice.
No, I think it sounded different 3 seconds ago.
In theater, there is like the one that gives like, I have all the herbs and everything for your throat. Oh, also like the scene for the clean throat, like they're trying to pretend they're like selling drugs, that it was like T-Bucks.
Yeah.
There were so many
great little moments in the
touches.
Movie.
So yeah. I think that's why, like, I think like the screenplay is well written, but I don't like how they did it. But yeah, so, I enjoy it.
The critics disagree with you. There's an 85% critics on Rotten Tomatoes, 80% audience, a 6.4 on Film Affinity, which is a little bit lower than the last movie we watched.
Yeah, so I know.
I thought it was great. Did you have a favorite character, Kendall?
Oh, I enjoyed all of them. I have to say, Troy played his part. I was laughing every time Troy was on the screen. I was like, so I would say Troy would be my favorite.
Yeah, he made me feel uncomfortable. That was the point. Like, he not knowing to deal with anything and like trying to play cool, hey bro, all this type of stuff.
Yeah.
That
they were doing really that. Badly too.
Huh?
He wasn't even good at that, really. He was like,
I know. Like, serious Troy. And all the kids, like,
Yeah,
understanding what was happening. But yeah, he was like the guy that actually like the technician, you know, like all the he was brilliant, like in all parts, you know, like he was like making everything and then also like covers the girl that that also happens in theater and any like arts, that you're like in a project and do just like drop off because you have a better opportunity. So yeah, they portrayed everything actually, but yeah.
Yeah, let's mention these guys. The guy who played Troy, his name is Jimmy Tatro.
Yeah.
And the guy who played Glenn was the maintenance guy, I believe. His name is Noah Galvin. So just acknowledge their great, great acting roles in this thing. Charlie, was Troy also your favorite character?
Yeah, he was. I thought he was entertaining in what he did and thought he was fun. And also, yeah, I kind of he had some kind of story going on that most characters just didn't. So I kind of connected with that a bit where he doesn't really get any of it, but he is trying in his own stupid way to like save that company. And try and keep it together for his mom. You know, he's trying.
Yeah. And I thought all the kid actors were great too.
Yeah. The kids were great. I wish they had a little more than just existing for the most part. You know,
spotlight. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. I would agree with you.
Yes.
Yeah. I wish the kids were in it more often.
Yeah. That's my I know it's supposed to be like a mockumentary, but I just wish that there was a little bit more because of cohesion. Because then they could have a little more like moments where they're characters and can act a bit, not just kind of do improv. I don't know.
Yeah, well, I think the girl who starred in it, Molly, actually is one of the directors also.
Yeah.
And Noah Galvin also was one of the writers. So I'm sure when they're writing and directing. They're centering around their characters and themselves. But the kids were great. So is that what you would have changed about the movie, Charlie? Just the focus or the way it was filmed?
Yeah,
or...
I think I would have. If I was them, but I'm not. But you know. If I was them, I would have maybe had like a little bit more of a script. I was kind of reading about it. It says they scripted out some scenes. Like obviously they scripted out like the play at the end and they scripted in some jokes, but there was a lot of improv. I also read they filmed it over 19 days, which is pretty impressive.
Yeah.
So I think those kinds of things show through where you know, you have like a bit of like, that's where I felt like some of the things were being like stretched out, like the guy rolling down the hill for a long time. When they could have, if they wrote a little bit more, they could have had like, I don't know, some kind
of. Well, that was a long hill too, so he couldn't just like stop. He had to.
Yeah, but I don't need to see. You don't need to see the rolling downhill. Like I got it. It was funny, and then.
Would you have changed anything, Kendall, about the movie?
Yeah, I would have probably changed and had less of Molly and Ben in the movie, even though I enjoyed their interactions and their characters, and would have had the kids actually have more of a spotlight, just because they. There was a lot of characters you could see in the background that had a lot of personality, and it would have been nice to see it.
Yeah. Like some more home life, maybe, instead of... I feel like some of those kids, like the kid with the two dads who came, and he's like, I'm heterosexual.
Yeah.
I thought that was a great moment, too. Sarah, what would you have changed about this movie?
What I've said the whole time.
The way it was filmed.
How they were filmed, like the type of filming. Yeah.
All right. Well, I wouldn't have changed a thing because it was perfect the way it was. So, are we rooting for a sequel for this movie, Kendall?
I don't think the movie needs a sequel. I think it's great on its own. It stands alone very well on it. Yeah. So no.
I agree with you, Charlie. Sarah, sequels.
See, this is like weird for me because I was like, oh yeah, I think I could, but like because I did it with such a small budget and so little time, but I'd be curious to see what they do with more budget, more time, and like, and make the changes I want them to make. But you know, just like if they just to see like, because I did it, like I said, I didn't enjoy the end part, and the end part I think is probably the most scripted part, so
yeah,
they did more of that.
Do you think she came up with that song right then and there, or was a song written
In the movie, you mean?
Yeah, at the end, yeah.
I think she wrote it overnight. I mean,
wrote that song, okay.
Yeah, they probably came to her and like, we need your help, and she's like, okay, and she wrote it or something.
I feel like they were just like, okay, go up there and just start singing and see what comes out of your mouth. And but anyway, I love the movie. Wherever you are, I loved it. Kendall, Sarah, you don't want to see a sequel, so do you, Sarah?
Well, actually... I wouldn't mind because, as I said, I think like the actors that were there and also the kids, they were, well, the kids maybe will be different because if it's a cam, you know, or maybe they're coming back, whatever. I would be curious about what they would do next, you know, because that's what I said, like that film, like made me think because this disturbing in a good way, not in like in a bad way, you know, it's like why I dislike it, no? Or why I keep watching, you know? It's like something about it that it engage it. So I think I would be curious about like what they do.
All right. So in the end, are we recommending this movie to our friends and family? I'm going to go strong. Yes, I've already recommended it to everyone in my household. What about you, Kendall?
Yes, I actually have my coworker watching it today.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Absolutely. Charlie, Sarah?
I don't know who. I guess I'd recommend it to theater people, but Sarah didn't like it, so I don't know.
I would recommend it to theater people.
Yeah, okay.
Because if it makes you, like, maybe it's not always, like, to enjoy and have, I don't know, like, if you can learn something and you can, I don't know, made you think, I think it's good. So I would recommend it like for theater people and artsy people, you know, like people that like the film.
I think if you don't care at all about theater, you're not gonna
people that doesn't like that type of humor, they will be bored. And if they were like, what is this production, you know? So
all right. So did you guys recommend, do you guys recognize any of the stars from this movie and would recommend other movies they have been in. You want to go first, Sarah?
Ben Platt from Dear Evan Hansen. It's a musical, and he killed it.
That's so, why I didn't see it. It's a musical.
Didn't see it either.
Beautiful!
We'll put that on the list. Go ahead, Kendall.
I would actually recommend a show, The Bear. It has Molly Gordon and Ayo. I don't know how to pronounce her last name in it.
Ayo Idibiri.
Yes.
She played the fake teacher who lied on her resume.
Oh, yeah.
She was hilarious.
Yeah, she was great.
Yeah, she was great, actually. Like, that one, yeah.
Charlie.
Yeah, I really didn't recognize most of them. It's funny, I recognize Jimmy Tatro from his early days on YouTube. It's kind of, so it's just like bizarre seeing him on like in movies. He was also in 2021 Jump Street or 22 Jump Street. I don't know if you saw that one, the recent one.
It was hilarious.
Yeah, but he plays basically the same guy there where he's like kind of like a frat bro. That's also what he did on his YouTube thing. So I guess he knows what he can do. He's gonna say
maybe that's just him. Maybe that's what he does.
Yeah.
I'm also recommending Jimmy Tatro, but he's in a 3-season sitcom called Home Economics.
Oh, really?
That is really hilarious. I think it just got canceled, but I love the show. It was great. And he plays the same like tech bro in that movie. Okay. And if you want to go deep dive, there was a guy at the dinner when the kids were hosting the dinner old men. There's a guy at the dinner, David Roush. He was in a sitcom called Sledgehammer in the 80s. I don't think it would fly today because he was just a cop who had this like huge gun he would always just shoot people with.
So he was that's why he's called Sledgehammer?
This guy is called Sledgehammer because of his big gun. So if you wanna check that out, it was great.
Were they like, oh hey Sledgehammer, we gotta hit that nail, or I don't know, what do you do with a sledgehammer? Break rocks.
Yeah, you gotta break But it was like a comedy, so he would
Did he fight a criminal named The Rock?
No.
No, it was cool. Ooh, terrible.
All right. Anyway, guys, as you know, every week before we end the show, we give our shout outs of the week. And so since Kendall is our special guest who's leaving us in the city of brotherly love to move to the south, to Texas, shout out to the Dallas Cowboys. we're going to let her go first. Go ahead and give us your shout out of the week, Kendall.
I want to give a shout out to Ashley for having to deal with Contrell on a daily basis.
Wow. Can I cut you out of the podcast? Is it too late?
No.
Just edit her out completely.
You're edited out completely. Wow.
She's supposed to.
Thanks, Kendall. All right. I'm going to change my number and email address. When you get to Dallas, just forget I existed. Wow. Charlie, shout out.
Well, I don't know. It's fall now. It's been really warm, but it's supposed to be fall. So shout out to fall.
Shout out to fall and the weather. Sarah, go ahead.
Shout out to my theater people because they're great. You know, they're always making me feel. I got a bad experience the first time that I joined a musical play. Everything was running so late, and we have to redo everything like 1 month and a half from the opening. And we were rehearsing that just like one or twice a week. It was terrible. So I had a bad experience. But the people that they were in there, and also the other place that I've been there after that experience, they were great. They're so like warming and good. So shout out to theater people because are the best people.
Awesome. You should look into teaching at theater camp. Sarah, you should do that. I want to give a shout out. This is the second week in a row I think I've given a shout out to a video game, but Zelda Tears of the Kingdom on Nintendo Switch is just an amazing game. And I cried at the end of that just like I did at theater camp. So it was
great.
No, come on. Look at me. Do I cry? I'm a guy. I'm a man. Get out of here. All right.
only one tear, right?
Yeah, just one tear that rolls down. That reminds me of the scene where they were like yelling at the girl for using.
Oh
the,
yeah, I'm using a stick.
That was hilarious.
That was
one of the greatest scenes in the movie.
Yeah,
Charlie hated it. All right, guys. Thank you for joining us. We will see you next time when our movie is 1 million miles away. Miles away. Now streaming on Amazon. So go check that out first and join us here next week. Thank you guys for joining us. Kendall, Charlie, Sarah, have a good night. We'll see you guys later. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.